Good evening and welcome to the 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. As you know, each week I try to bring you a mixture of every kind of Jewish music, almost every kind. The first hour is the mixture. The second hour is strictly chazonis. And we have a special program lined up for the second hour. For those of you who listened to show number 148, you heard the first segment of a special two-hour interview that I had with Issachar Meron, the outstanding composer. You know that he composed Tzeina Tzeina among the hundreds of his wonderful compositions, both of klezmer and non-klezmer music. This is the second hour. And before I continue, I wish to thank you for bearing with me. I had a lot of aggravation with my website. And I guess it's showbiz, or what they say, we had a technical problem, if you will. It looks like we've overcome it, and I hope so. I certainly do hope so, and I will do my best to make sure that it doesn't happen again. But in the meantime, I apologize for the hiatus, and I'm back. So sit back and enjoy this second hour of wonderful classical klezmer as composed by the famous composer Issachar Meron. Shalom, this is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you to another session with Issachar Meron, the composer, the noted composer from Israel and the United States, dear friend who is sharing selections that he has composed, klezmer music, particularly for
Gior Feidman, among others. Those of you who have not perhaps heard the first session, Issachar was born in Poland. He survived the war miraculously, went to Israel, served in the Jewish Brigade, came to the States. He has composed so many outstanding selections that you, of which you are aware, but particularly my theme song for many years, Tsena Tsena. As I mentioned, I had the pleasure of being at the 2010 ASCAP Award for Lifetime Achievement Award given to Issachar, reflecting his, quote, lifelong accomplishments as a composer, author, poet, filmmaker, educator, and beloved international musical citizen. As I mentioned, all the selections that we heard in the previous broadcast and this particular one, all the music has been composed by Issachar, and I am so pleased to be with him at his home with his lovely wife, Tzipora, and that he is sharing this music with us. Shalom, Issachar.
Shalom, Charlie. It's a pleasure to be with you because your programs bring great Jewish music to your listeners, and I am happy that you selected my music for this program and your other programs.
Thank you so much. We just heard In Klezmer Grove.
Yes.
Tell us about the, that idea of the grove.
The grove is basically it's a beater style.
Oh, the groove.
Yes.
In Klezmer Groove. Yes. Okay. I had the wrong. Okay.
So now I understand. You see, the fact is that music. Klezmer music was usually associated with those familiar with Jewish folklore, with the unschooled musicians that played on village weddings, etc. Mm-hmm. And they brought more joy of life than musical skills. I was inspired by this music to write music for great virtuosos, including Maestro Feidman, Gior Feidman, who is, in my opinion, the most brilliant exponent of the klezmer style in a classical way. He himself is a classical musician. He played with the Israeli Philharmonic Orchestra and in Wadden Philharmonic Orchestras. And our bond was my music that he embraced and played with wonderful mastership and, more important, with his soul, yes. His loving soul.
Yes, real soul music. Well, this next selection has an interesting name, Matchmaker Dance, or we could call it the Schadchen Dance. Tell us about this.
So we have to say that the word, the Hebrew word Schadchen, that Charlie mentioned, means matchmaker.
Right.
And matchmaker was a funny individual and bringing happiness. So I hope that also my music will bring you happiness and joy.
Okay.
Thank you.
that was Matchmaker's Dance. And the next selection we'll hear is Around the World. That was Around the World. Issachar, introduce the next selection. I'm not quite sure. Something Noun Out? Number 16. Sign In? I'm not sure.
No. Wine In, Nigun Out.
Oh, okay.
Which means that when the wine enters...
Oh, okay.
The melody is striking out.
Okay, I had trouble reading. Okay, wine in, nigun out. Okay, got it. Okay, that's number 16. Well, you really got the feeling that they had too much wine there. They got a little tipsy in there. That was very nice.
No, I'm glad that the title inspired me that this music it was conveyed to your ears miraculously.
Yes, yes. Okay, Mayim Rabim?
Mayim Rabim, all my music, or most of my music, draws from beginnings of biblical selections, and this is one of them. And I think that while many waters can bring many things, water in our tradition, Jewish tradition, means blessing. Without water, there is no life. So, let's rejoice with water, okay. With many waters.
The drum was much more prominent there than
yes.
Your other selections.
I am using very sparingly the drum, but wherever it is, it's a instrument conveying
right.
The rhythm and the. The name of the song was Many Waters, as you mentioned, and the idea is that many waters cannot cleanse my love in my heart.
Wow.
So it's romantic. It's also a biblical thought.
Well, they were also rushing waters, so yeah. You were rushing towards your love.
Yeah.
Okay, Teardrops of Yesterday.
Before we are playing Tears of Yesterday, I ought to mention that great performers participated in this. In addition to my wife, Tzipora Miron, the phenomenal pianist,
yes,
were also many other phenomenal musicians, and I wanted to mention at least some names.
Vakasha.
Maestro Frank Owens, who is the, royal king of jazz, but he participated in my recordings in virtually hundreds of them.
Yes.
And so thanks to Frank Owens, Maestro Frank Owens, and to Ori Harpaz, the Israeli guitar player, an amazing virtuoso, and also a great bass player, Wilbur Bascom. Thank you, Wilbur.
Okay. Teardrops of yesterday, no teardrops today? No tears today?
Let's hope that they are on the bell of yesterday. Okay. Let's hope that today they will be tears of joy.
Joy, okay. Cello is so mellow there. And I was a cello.
I'm grateful that you mentioned the cello. The cello is, the cellist is Yasha Silberstein.
Uh-huh.
One of our universe's greatest cellists, who died, unfortunately, as a relatively young man, and with whom I have pleasure to record two full recordings of my music.
Wow.
With my wife accompanying him. Yasha's Silberstein, this was an interesting thing how we got together. Once I had a recording session, and after immediately the station I had the WQXR, the radio station of New York Times, the program, and I came with the recording, and I was asked by the program director Robert Sherman whether what I have brought. I said, this is a recording that I still didn't examine, but recorded. It is wonderful. So he insisted that he wants to listen. So he listened, and then he told me I'll play it over the radio. And to my surprise, when I returned home, I received a letter, a telephone call from certain Dr. Michael Nidy. I didn't know who he is. He was the president of the Musical Heritage Society of Classical Music. And he said, I listened to the program of the WQXR, and I would like to record the whole session with you and Yasha Silberstein. That it would be a great honor to me. And I said, call me to set an appointment. He said, tonight. And the recording was were done, and as I mentioned, they were Yasha met with Tzipora, and they had fun working together. Interestingly, Yasha Silberstein, in addition his wonderful mastery of as a cellist, international cellist, renowned all over the world, he was also a phenomenal pianist. And he admired my wife, Tzipora. So this is the story. And now we are going to a different section entitled Coachman Boots Dance. Can boots dance? But they can symbolize, because in those days in the wedding, the wedding was brought on by the coachmen who brought the guests and who bring the musicians. So let's listen to the dance of the coachmen.
Okay. Thank you. you can certainly hear the hoofbeats of the horse. Just picture that. It's very, very nice. Okay, our next piece is certainly a dream, our dream when peace will come, huh?
Let's hope that peace will come. Unfortunately, my life was with many wars. As a survivor of the Holocaust, then I served in the British Army, then I served in the Israeli Army. I was even the officer in chief of arts of the entire army. And I think that our hopeful goal is to pray for peace and to achieve peace.
Okay. When peace will come. Our dream when peace will come. Okay, this is Charlie Bernhout, and I'm so pleased to be with Issachar Meron and his wife Tzipora at their home. We have been listening to and will be listening to compositions that he wrote, particularly for Gior Feidman and others, I'm sure. You are aware that he is the composer of my theme song for many years, Tzena Tzena. He is the recipient of many Grammy Awards and ASCAP Awards and so many well-deserved awards for all of his work with music, Jewish music in particular. He's a composer, author, poet, filmmaker, educator, and, quote, beloved international musical citizen. I have to confess, Issachar, I have not been a great fan of klezmer music. I have hundreds of CDs and hundreds of LPs of klezmer, and I have not played it very much over the 33 years, but I will confess that listening to this music, I have to re-examine some of my my tastes.
I'm glad that this is your conclusion, but the truth is that this was the prevalent understanding of klezmer music in pre-war Jewish world. These were little musicians that played weddings and other happy occasions, brought joy, not necessarily musical skills. Even some of them were wonderful virtuosos. But this changed, at least in my case. I did not quote anything from the folk sources. I have written original music, and I was fortunate to work with the best professional musicians, Gera Feidman, the marvelous clarinet virtuoso, who is both a classical, great classical clarinet player with Israeli Philharmonic and with other orchestras, and other great performers that we mentioned, Yasha Silberstein, the wonderful cellist with whom I have two full CDs of my music, my wife Tzipora, who was with the Music Academy of Israel as a distinguished piano teacher, and other great performers to whom I own great debt of gratitude, Maestro Frank Owens, a wonderful pianist, known as the King of Jazz, but his music is universal. And we heard in the program, several performers that deserve to be mentioned. Arik Harpaz, the Israeli guitar player, and Wilbur Bascom, the bass player, who is a really soulful musician. So let's go to the next section.
Shepherd Dance.
Shepherd Dance usually is something that we don't expect, because shepherd see how his sheep dance, etc. But as a human being, he expresses his joy too, dancing and extolling music and giving his soul to the listener. So let's dance with him. Thank you.
Shepherd's Dance. We'll be hearing next Meditation and Dance.
There is a dancing meditation, and there is a meditation in dance. This our sages believed, and I try to express this, I would say, unusual merger between meditation and dance, but they are best friends.
Okay. Started out a little slow, and then it really speeded up.
Meditation starts with meditation in advance with a dance, okay. And dance starts as a dance and evolves to meditation.
Got it.
They're best friends.
Got it. Next one sounds, unless I'm misreading it, Sands Dance?
Sands Dance. Sands. Sands are blowing, but you think that they are just moving. But in my eyes and my ears, they dance.
Sand is dancing, okay.
So let's hear to sand dancing.
Okay. Thank you. Sans Dance. Okay. Proclaim Liberty. That sounds like a powerful selection. Proclaim Liberty.
Proclaim Liberty is a soulful expression. It created Jewish people that left the slavery, from slavery to their freedom. And then it was also an inspiration to the forefathers of American life. So I would say it remained an international goal. And let's hope that it will be fulfilled in our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
That's Zipporah playing the piano?
Yes.
Beautiful. How many years ago would that have been recorded?
I told you, in the 60s.
40s and 60s, 40, 50, 50 years ago, wow.
What is interesting that this is a recording on a very high quality of virtuosity, because I had the privilege of working with the most wonderful virtuosos. But since the name of the previous selection was Proclaim Liberty, I want to mention that we are on a few days before Passover, which is a holiday of liberty. symbolizing the transfer from slavery to liberty, and inspiration to American forefathers of this great country. So let's take this occasion and extend happy holiday Passover greeting to all your listeners of all the persuasions, but of course Jews who are celebrating Passover as their proclamation of liberty.
Sounds
good. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rose of Israel. Who is the rose?
Rose of Israel is a symbol of beauty, insightful, soulful. So it is as good as your imagination and your own ability to express your feelings. So be ready and express your feelings.
unusual sounds in that one. Well, we have time for one more, but before we close, we'll hear a closing selection. When people tell me that they don't like chazanes, cantoral music, my response usually is, well, you've probably never heard good cantoral music, because if you did, you wouldn't say that. And I guess that applies in this instance for me when I say that I'm not that particularly fond of klezmer music, then your response to me would be, or should be, well, Charlie, you've never really heard good klezmer music. So, and I always said it's a question of exposure. If you really take the time to listen to great chazanis and seek it out, it's a question that it can grow with you. So what you've done here with me through this experience is to open my eyes, and I just want to tell you I appreciate that. We'll have more after this. Closing piece is unusual. Love letter in Ladino.
Yes. Before this, since we are nearing the conclusion of this program, I would be remiss if, first of all, I thank you, Charlie Bernhout, for your interest in my music, in our folklore, by presenting your wonderful program. But I would be again remiss if I wouldn't mention this wonderful, great virtuosos that participated in the program. And I will start again with my wife, Tzipora Miron, a wonderful pianist.
Who is sitting right next to me.
Okay. And whom it's my privilege to be my wife for 72 years.
Wow.
And I would be equally remiss if I did not mention Maestro Frank Owens, a wonderful, wonderful pianist, mostly known for being the king of jazz. And blessed memory, Yasha Silberstein, the great cellist, and of course, Gyora Feidman, the wonderful Jewish soul music virtuoso, super virtuoso, who really combined his artistry on two fronts, on the classical music as a great soloist and orchestra player with Israeli Philharmonic and other orchestra, and what he's referred as the greatest klezmer who ever lived. I was subscribed to this theory, even I had the privilege in working with the greatest, but Gyora made his life dedicated after his classical career to klezmer music. And if he's hearing me, wherever he's are, I am offering here a heartfelt Toda Rabba, which means in Hebrew, thanks. Thanks to you, and thanks to all the performers, and thanks to Michael Bell, the engineer, sound engineer, who efficiently managed this program.
My pleasure.
God bless.
Thank you. Okay, the closing piece is Love Letter in Ladino. Tell us a little bit how you came to write this.
It is a very strange title, I admit, but love letter can be written in any language, as long as it is written in love. Ladino is the Yiddish language of the Sephardic Jewish community, who had their own lingua based on some Spanish Inquisition times, whatever it is. And it is still a popular language in Sephardic community. And I express my love and admiration both to Sephardic tradition and culture, and my happiness that I was able to choose this name to both express my music and both my love for the Sephardic Jewish community, which contributed so much to the culture of our nation. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. Well, Issachar Morona, on behalf of myself and my audience, I thank you for sharing this wonderful music with us. And I know we have other things in mind. We do have Misha Reitzin that we're going to come back and do a special on him and others. So let's just not say this is the end. This is just the beginning.
Thank you very much, Charlie. And I have in my heart always a debt to the great performers, to Gyora Feidman, Maestro Gyora Feidman, the clarinet player, who played the 2 hours, to my wife Tzipora Miron, who participated in many sections, to pianist Frank Owens, who participated in many sections, to Ori Harpaz, the Israeli great guitar player, and Wilbur Bascom, the bass player. All of them gave, in addition to music, a very important element, their soulful feeling. And I'm grateful to them and thankful to them and to you, Charlie, for enabling your audiences to hear my music and what it represents.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.